You know, I would have loved to have had most any other gospel reading than the one that we have for today. I am much more comfortable with the Good Shepherd Jesus who cares for his sheep, or the Searching Shepherd Jesus who goes out to look for the one sheep that is lost, or the Jesus who looks on the people with compassion because they are like sheep without a shepherd. But none of those pictures of the vine, the gate, the way, the word, capital W, is how Jesus presents himself in this passage from Luke. What perhaps does shine through, though, is truth. In John, we hear that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Today, with words that are harsh to our ears, words that may even make us wince, what we have is truth. And sometimes truth hurts. And sometimes the truth makes us very uncomfortable. And most of the time, it's hard to know what the truth really is. Today, though, we have truth. Raw, harsh truth. Jesus said, "Do you think I've come to bring peace to the earth? No, I tell you, rather division. Households will be divided," he says. "Families split apart. This is not going to go well." And he's right. And his words speak truth. Following Jesus is not a walk in the park. Following Jesus gets us into hot water sometimes. Following Jesus may get us killed, persecuted, hated. Following Jesus may cost everything, literally everything. Are we up for that? Are we ready to put down everything to follow the one who embodies love? Everything Jesus teaches is about loving others and caring for others, about learning to give up self and self-motivated ambitions. "Feed the hungry," Jesus says. "Care for those on the fringes," Jesus says. "Live your life as though I were returning today," Jesus says. "Visit those in prison. Go with people into the darkest days of their lives. Live together in joy and in sadness. Be happy when someone else succeeds. Cheer them on. Let their success make you as happy as your own success would. Be sad with people when they are sad. Let their pain be your own pain. Know that you are loved, and love others in that same way." Those are the teachings of Jesus. Those are the words of Jesus. And those words bring division? You bet those words of Jesus divide. And we can see that division in our world, perhaps more clearly now than ever. Although I think that serious divisions have always been around. They're just more visible now because immediate access to opinions and attitudes, good, bad, and otherwise, is available in ways that we've never experienced before. Our rhetoric is more vitriolic, and our civility and respect for those with whom we disagree has disintegrated to a level that surely makes Jesus weep. But here is the real problem, the heart of the problem. The heart of the problem is that our divisions are not about Jesus. Our divisions have nothing to do with Jesus at all. Jesus is not the cause of the divisions in the world today. We're not looking to Jesus when we are divided. We're not listening to Jesus in these divisions. Our divisions are not of Jesus, and they are grounded in anything but Jesus. Our divisions are grounded in those dark places that have been fed in our own hearts. And the place that we have to start to heal the divisions are our own hearts. You cannot change anyone else's heart, but you can change your own. There's a Native American story that I saw first on Facebook a while back that speaks to this very thing and has a commonality with what St. Paul describes as the fruits of the Spirit. An old Cherokee is teaching his grandson about life. "A fight is going on inside me," he said to the boy. "It's a terrible fight, and it is between two wolves. One is evil. He is anger, envy, sorrow, regret, greed, arrogance, self-pity, guilt, resentment, inferiority, lies, false pride, superiority, and ego." He continued, "The other is good. He is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith." The same fight is going on inside you and inside every other person too. The grandson thought about it for a minute and then asked his grandfather, "Which wolf will win?" The old Cherokee simply replied, "The one you feed." Which wolf are we feeding? We cannot feed anyone else's wolf, but we can choose which one to feed for ourselves. There should be more stories like this on Facebook and fewer stemming from places of anger that cause hurtful divisions. Jesus says he will bring fire, and he is ready for that to happen right away. The fire that Jesus speaks of is not a fire that destroys, but a fire that makes way for new life, pure life. For thousands of years, gold has been considered a precious item. Since early Egypt and Mesopotamia, people have mined gold and refined it to purify. The methods of refining have changed as technology has advanced, but heat, fire, has always been involved. The fire is set to the ore to purify the gold. That's the kind of fire that Jesus brings, a fire that purifies. He also brings a fire that clears away the old and ushers in the new. A blogger on sciencebuzz.org illustrates the results of a forest fire in this way. "Even as the fires were crackling through the branches of pines, birch, and spruce, the start of new tree growth was already popping. The heat from the burning trees pops open the cones on those trees, releasing seeds that had been waiting to get loose for years. Millions of those seeds were dumped on the forest floor, and within less than a month, a fraction of those seeds germinate, pop through the soil, and start growing into little seedlings. Animals come and take seeds to new places, and growth goes on and on. Fire refines, and fire takes away the old and ushers in the new. But there is a cost." Jesus said that he came to cause division. Those words have been used far too often to justify divisions that had absolutely nothing to do with Jesus and everything to do with self-motivated desires. In each moment of our lives, we should check to see where Jesus is. In what we are saying, how we are responding to what others are saying, in what we are posting, texting, emailing, and tweeting. Where is Jesus? The division Jesus brings and the fire Jesus brings is a division of love, and a fire that refines and brings new growth. Not everyone will want to jump on board with this mission of Jesus to bring love into the world, the whole world, and every person in it. The cost is great. To be a part of the Jesus movement of love, we must be about loving our neighbor and even those we consider our enemies. We must put aside anything that is associated with selfish ambition, and we must love with reckless abandon, even those we consider totally unlovable. And we must constantly care for and feed the wolf within us that is joy, peace, love, hope, serenity, humility, kindness, benevolence, empathy, generosity, truth, compassion, and faith. Amen.